I'm your friends at PBS Kids.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents comes from Target. Target believes that the joy of everyday life is all around us, and that imagination and curiosity fuel a lifetime of learning for children and families. Target is a proud sponsor of PBS Kids.
Hey everyone, it's me, Molly!
Molly of Denali.
Let's go!
She's Molly of Denali. Come along with Molly.
Molly.
Who feels a fire we?
Come along with Molly.
Molly.
From tundra to the sea.
Must see Joe, let's go!
Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Molly.
And, well, it's race day, it's race day, it's race day!
I don't know about you, but I barely slept last night. In just a few hours, my best friend, Tui, is going to be driving his sled in the Arctic Wolf Relay! And the whole thing starts and finishes right here behind the trading post. If I'm this excited, imagine how Tui must be feeling. I'll be able to talk to him over the radio and cheer him on, but he's gonna do great no matter what.
Molly?
I'm over here recording my vlog, Dad.
Oh, sorry. I'm headed over to Mr. Rowley's. Wanna tag along?
No, thanks. I'm gonna finish vlogging.
Okay. I'll tell Eugene Pike you said hi.
Eugene Pike?
I'm giving him a ride to the starting line.
Sorry, guys. Gotta run. I'll log back on tomorrow night to let you know who won the race. Bye! Okay, I'm ready.
Wow, that was fast.
Dad, it's Eugene Pike.
I get it. I'm pretty excited to meet him myself.
Then what are we waiting for? Come on!
Here we are.
And there he is, Eugene Pike, live and in person, finally! I wish Tui were here.
Tui's probably getting ready to race. Come on, let's go say hi.
Hello there, you must be the Mabrays.
Hello, I'm Walter, and you may remember my daughter, Molly.
Of course I remember the girl who helped me finish the Great Mail Run.
Wow, hello.
Hello, Molly. Good to see you without a river between us. I appreciate you guys picking me up.
It's an honor, Mr. Pike.
My friends call me Pike.
Hop in the truck, Pike.
And, where is your friend, Molly?
You remember Tui? He's your biggest fan in the entire world.
He's actually racing today.
Is that right? Good for him.
He's been training really hard, especially knowing you'd be here. And I bet he's got a real shot at winning.
As long as he tries his best. Racing dogs is a lot of work and skill. Any kid that starts this young, I have a lot of respect for.
The truck seems kind of shaky, Dad.
Oh, I thought I could put off changing the ignition coils. From the sound of things, that might have been a mistake.
Come on, little truck.
And nope.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
And over there is where Tui and I once tried to build a treehouse. Except we only had cardboard and duct tape, and we forgot to bring a ladder.
So, no treehouse?
We ended up making robot costumes instead.
I have to admit, I'm rather glad we decided to walk, Walter. Kaya is a beautiful village, and Molly is a great storyteller and guide.
Masicho! There's so much to do here in Kaya.
Whoa, team. Hey, you guys lost?
It's John and Jay.
Pike, let me introduce you to Tui's older brothers, John and Jay Okami. They're both volunteering as race monitors today.
I'm so glad to hear it. Being a race monitor is an important part of making sure everyone stays safe.
It's an honor to meet you, sir.
Need a ride? We're heading to the trading post with some deliveries. Plenty of room on these big sleds.
Well, the walk's been nice, but I never turned down the chance to go by dog sled.
Hop on, sir. Molly, there's room for you, too.
I'll come along with you, Jay.
Your lead dog is so cute, John. Hi there, girl.
That's Atsu. We raised her since she was a puppy.
If you want, when we get to the trading post, I can get her a drink.
That'd be great.
Goyana, Molly.
Tui told me sled dogs need at least 6 quarts of water a day while they're exercising.
You sound like a button musher yourself, Molly.
I help Tui train, but he's the real expert.
Everyone has to start somewhere.
Hike! 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 Hike!
We are less than 1 hour away from the start of the Arctic Wolf Relay!
Wow, Mom! Look at all the tents! And the racers! Ooh, and the dogs! And a band!
It's hard to believe this is the same runway where I land my plane.
Where's Tui? I want him to meet Mr. Pike.
I haven't seen Tui yet, but I'm sure he'll be here soon.
Molly! Hi, Auntie Layla.
Hey, Tabitha! Your team is looking good.
They're ready to run. And so am I.
Are you excited? You're about to race in the Arctic Wolf Relay.
I've never had more butterflies in my stomach in my whole life.
Me either. And I'm not even racing.
Don't look now. But Eugene Pike is headed this way.
Pike, I'd like you to meet Molly's cousin, Tabitha. She's also running in the race.
Oh, best of luck to you, Tabitha. Remember to have fun out there.
I will.
Where's your friend, Tui?
I don't know. He should have been here by now.
Well, let me know when you find him.
I will. He's been wanting to meet you forever. Just your name makes him sneeze.
I've got to take care of getting the start set, so please excuse me.
Yikes. I couldn't even get the words out.
I have a feeling he's used to it.
Racers, if you haven't checked in with your course officials, please do so now.
Mom, can I go to Tui's house to make sure he's on his way?
Why don't I drive you?
Tui's dogs are in their kennel. I don't understand.
And Kenji's truck is in the garage.
Molly, Layla, I was just trying to reach Auntie Midge.
Kenji, why hasn't Tui left for the race yet?
Achoo! Because I'm sick.
Tui, you look terrible.
And I feel terrible too. Achoo! I guess it wasn't allergies after all.
Tui will be fine in a few days. For now, he's got a really bad cold.
A cold? A few days? Oh no, you won't be able to race!
I'm afraid not.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Tui. I can't imagine how disappointed you are.
I'm more sad for my dogs. Luca, Jackson, Rascal have never been more ready for a race. Achoo! I wish they could still run somehow.
They don't blame you, Tui.
They'll have other opportunities, Tui.
I know, but what if...
What if what?
Well, it's kind of a crazy idea, but you've been training with me, Molly. And remember yesterday when the team led us past the tree in the road? It was because they trusted you.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
If you think I'm saying that you should race the team in the Arctic Wolf Relay instead of me, then I guess so.
Wow. I mean, wow.
So what do you think, Molly?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you really want the dogs to race.
The dogs already know you. Actually, they love you. And you've gotten faster and faster with each practice run.
Oh, well, I'd never be as fast as you. But it would be so much fun.
Dad, what do you think?
I know Molly can handle it, but the decision isn't up to me.
Layla, can Molly race for me?
If you really think she's ready, Kenji, and if you're truly up for it, Molly, then I don't see why not.
Achoo! This is so great.
I can't believe it. I'm going to compete in the Arctic Wolf Relay.
The Molly of Denali podcast was created by WGBH and Gen Z Media in partnership with PBS Kids and PRX. If you like what you hear, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. And for more adventures with Molly of Denali, check out the PBS Kids video app.
She's Molly of Denali.
For more adventures with Molly, catch the Molly of Denali PBS Kids animated series on your local PBS station and the PBS Kids video app. Masit cho! Thank you.